This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Paddy plantation raises 91% nationwide. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holding meeting on fertilizer supply with agriculture minister and officials. Nepal waives climbing fees on 97 mountains to promote tourism. Permit fee to climb Mount Everest set to rise to $15,000 from September. And US and China extend trade truce to await tariffs hike. Now the news in detail. Paddy plantation has been completed on 91% of arable land across the country, which is 8% lower than the same period last year. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, as of now, paddy has been planted on around 1.25 million hectares of land out of the 1.4 million hectares suitable for paddy plantation. Ministry's Information Officer Mahananda Joshi said, Sudhir Pashchim province leads with 99.7% completion, followed by Karnali and Lumbini at 98%. He added that plantation is expected to reach 98% nationwide by the end of August. Madhya province has the lowest plantation rate at 76% compared to 97% last year. Joshi attributed the delay to a late monsoon and insufficient rainfall. The Tarai region, which contributes 70% of total paddy production, was particularly affected. Joshi said adverse weather, floods and droughts have affected plantation in some areas of the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is holding a meeting with Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Ramnath Adhikari, Secretary Dr. Govinda Prasad Sharma and other concerned officials to discuss the ongoing shortage of chemical fertilizers. The meeting is taking place at the office of the Prime Minister in Simhadhara this afternoon. Discussion will focus on ensuring the smooth supply of fertilizers, current farming conditions and related issues. Prime Minister Oli called the meeting following complaints that farmers are not receiving fertilizers on time, despite the availability of required stock and the continued arrival of additional consignments. Likewise, speaking at a program held at Simhadhara to mark the 24th establishment day of the National Vigilance Center, Prime Minister Oli has emphasized the need to launch a nationwide campaign for good governance to realize the national vision of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese. The Prime Minister stressed that public service delivery must be efficient, transparent and free from corruption, irregularities and delays in line with the directive principles of the Constitution. Nepal has announced that climbing fees will be waived for 97 mountains over the next 2 years in a bid to promote tourism in lesser non-Himalayan regions. The selected peaks, located in Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, range in height from 5,970 meters to 7,132 meters. The BBC cited the country's tourism department as saying the government hopes the move will draw attention to underexplored destinations and diversify the country's tourism offering beyond popular routes. At the same time, Nepal is set to increase the climbing permit fee for Mount Everest to $15,000, starting in September, the first hike in nearly 10 years. Mountaineering remains rather a key source of income for Nepal. Nepal is home to 8 of the world's 10 highest mountains. In 2024, climbing permits generated $5.9 million in revenue, with Everest alone contributing more than 75% of that total. International Youth Day is being observed across Nepal today through various programs under the theme Local Youth Actions for the SDGs and Beyond. Speaking at a program held at the City Hall in Kathmandu to mark International Youth Day 2025, President Ramchandra Pobler said the youth now bear the enduring responsibility of shaping the nation's future and building a prosperous Nepal on the foundation of a federal democratic republic. The president expressed confidence that Nepal's young generation is capable of fulfilling this vital responsibility. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has extended best wishes to the youth and said the day inspires them to become strong contributors in social, economic, cultural and political fields. He stated that the future of the country lies in the energy, creativity and dreams of the youth. The Prime Minister also expressed that positive thoughts, continuous efforts and collective action would help achieve the goal of a prosperous nation. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Bani is said to seek a vote of confidence from the Provincial Assembly today. According to Assembly Secretariat Secretary Ram Kumar Podal, Chief Minister Bani will table the proposal during the Assembly meeting at 4 p.m. Appointed on the 5th of August with the backing of 64 members from the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, the newly elected Chief Minister must secure a vote of confidence within 30 days as per the constitutional provision. Both ruling parties have issued whips to their members to support the motion. Meetings of the House of Representatives and National Assembly are being held at the Federal Parliament Building. In the House of Representatives, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli will present the annual report of the National Dalit Commission. Likewise, Education Minister Raghuji Pandab will table the Tilganga I University Bill to be forwarded for clause-wise deliberations. In the National Assembly, Culture and Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey will present the Intransible Cultural Property Protection Bill. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin, now to an international news update. The United States and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until November 10th, just hours before a scheduled increase in tariffs was set to take effect. According to the BBC, in a joint statement, both governments confirmed that the planned tariff hikes would be suspended for an additional 90 days. The extension follows last month's trade talks, which both sides described as constructive. At the time, China's lead negotiator expressed hope that the truce would be maintained, while U.S. officials said they were waiting final approval from President Donald Trump. On Monday, President Trump signed an executive order to formalize the extension. Under the renewed agreement, the U.S. will maintain a 30% tariff on Chinese imports, and China will keep a 10% tariff on American goods. Earlier, Washington had threatened to raise tariffs on Chinese products to as high as 145%, while Beijing had proposed duties of up to 125% on U.S. goods. However, both sides scaled back their positions after trade negotiations held in Geneva in May. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at many places in the hilly region of the country and at some places of the rest of the Tarai regions of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Paddy plantation reaches 91% nationwide. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holding meeting on fertilizer supply with agriculture minister and officials. Nepal waives climbing fees on 97 mountains to promote tourism. Permit fee to climb Mount Everest set to rise to $15,000 from September. And U.S. and China extend trade truce to avoid tariffs hike. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.